You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
What we're listening to, a track called Custom. Good morning, gentlemen. They're in the studio with us.
Oh, whoa.
Come on, get in nice and tight to the microphones there.
Hello.
What's going on? Do you want to introduce yourselves there? Good morning.
I'm Jono.
Oh, that's so, they just did a three-way gentlemanly, you know, after you.
Yeah, my name's Callum. This is my brother, Ollie. Hi, Ollie. Say hi.
Hi.
And this is Jono.
Yes.
Say hi, Jono.
Hello, everyone.
Good morning to you. Good morning. From Auckland to you, from Wellington.
Oh, thank you. Yes.
So tell us, for people who don't know a lot about you guys, where did you sprout from?
Well, this band kind of began as a project of mine, Jono, recording.
This is the voice song of Jono.
Oh, hey.
Hello. I wrote a bunch of songs and then like put this album out with this song on, and then I realised I wanted to play it live, so I drew upon my fellow musicians, and we formed the band in early 2017. We played our first show at King's Arms with Mermaidens and
Woohoo!
And Oscar Dowling. It was awesome.
And so once you got that little sort of creative flourish out of the way, then where's through from there? Was it like a matter of sort of going, oh, this is actually really, really cool?
Yeah, I mean, we just started playing as many shows as we could and slowly getting better, I guess, at the live set, and then I started writing some more stuff, kind of chipping away at it in my own time, and then brought another batch of songs to the guys, and we learnt those and we've been playing those this year, and we got to play some really cool shows at home and around. We've been up to Auckland a couple of times
Played Sumsaki. Really? That was pretty cool.
We played an awesome show in Ōtaki.
Yeah.
A defining show.
We had a lot of sober people in the room. Like one guy's in a caterpillar. It's in a school hall.
I think that's a sign of a defining show.
Yeah.
Sometimes a good caterpillar. It's a great icebreaker.
We had Nicky Hager like standing with his arms crossed, like listening to the music, and by the end of the set, he was grooving real hard.
He's a skinny guy too, so there's a lot of energy for him to stand.
That was a big moment, like, and he really enjoyed it. So that was a rave review. That still means a lot to us.
Good name drop, actually. Yeah. I've never actually heard of him going to a gig before, which might be disrespectful to Nicky. But
do people name drop Nicky Hager on the?
I've never heard people name drop Nicky Hager at a gig ever before.
Yeah,
I had Tim Shadbolt come to one of my gigs in Queenstown.
Whoa,
his son brought him along. Tim Shadbolt. Yeah. So, but you guys are in Auckland at the moment because you've been invited to play the Glowing Global, the Glowing Global showcase. Yeah. What's that all about?
I guess it's like a showcase event.
It's an industry gig, isn't it?
Industry gig. Yeah, I guess it's reaching out to potential collaborators, I guess, or people who can offer some words of wisdom in terms of taking that next
global step. Global expansion.
Yeah.
Which it's a good time for global expansion for New Zealand bands, isn't it?
Heck yeah. I mean, we're lucky enough in Wellington, we come from a group of musicians who are doing all similar kind of things, and we all come up through like playing sort of house parties and then gigs, thrashing the venues, the few venues we have in Wellington. Then every now and then expanding to Ōtaki. but yeah, I think playing shows around New Zealand and then trying to get that next leap over, either over the ditch or overseas, and I don't know.
So let's be honest, you're not in it for the long term.
I guess so. I mean, I can't.
It's a commitment and responsibility.
I mean, I'm a bartender. I'm a part-time bartender, but I don't want to do that for the rest of my life.
When you're prepared to put that all behind you, are you?
I mean,
a trade.
When I have my downtime, I'm happy to pour some pints, sure.
Do some shakers over shots. Yeah. What do you guys do when you're not playing showcase gigs up in Auckland?
I'm a theatre sound designer.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so
cool.
I was very interested in that last segment from what I could hear through the wall.
Yeah.
And I'm currently I work for a video arts organisation called Circuit.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. So, but you're thinking global. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm trying to say. You're prepared to put those trades behind you.
Yeah, well, I guess
because they love the music so much.
Well, if you're overseas, you know, you could use bars over there as well. So, if you're all chasing shit, who knows where you are?
It's kind of cool being asked to be part of this, though, eh? Being part of going global.
Yeah, I think sure. it's a big opportunity. It's kind of funny because like you could see it as a lot riding on like a small opportunity to talk to these people and make these connections, but I think, you know, at the end of the day, you just got to do what you do, and if they like it, they like it. And it's kind of a weird balance between like schmoozing and then just
For all successful bands, there's just endless moments with a lot riding on them.
Yeah,
you know, that's what you got to do. That's what it is, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. I guess that end goal is kind of there's no real end goal. It's just to get out and like basically get the music to as many people as possible, and you know, ideally it would be great to make a living from. I think that's what every musician wants to do, in a way.
All right, going global, is it Whammy Wine Cellar and Whammy Backroom on Saturday?
Yep.
Saturday night, and so don't you go out tonight.
Well, funny story.
We're in Auckland!
We're playing another band called Hans Puckett.
Oh, yeah, you are going out tonight then. All right, yeah, okay. Yeah, right, so I see what's happening here.
we played last night at the night before Others Way show, and that was really fun.
Yeah.
And then again tonight's going to be
awesome. Oh, we'll just pace yourselves then.
Yeah, I mean, we can't really cut loose.
Rich coming from me, but yeah.
We can't cut loose until after our set tomorrow night. 20-minute.
It's open to the public, by the way. It's an industry gig. It's sort of put on to showcase potentially international artists and artists that want to work internationally and that sort of thing, eh? and showcase the industry here in the country. So I hope all the very best for that. Thanks very much for coming in.
Hey, thanks so much.
And have a great weekend. Of course, you're going to have a great weekend. So once again, Going Global is on Saturday, September 1st. It's tomorrow night at Whammy Wine Cellar and Whammy Backroom. Oh, no, no. This is In a Tree. You want to play this? Because why?
Because it's a hoot.
It's a banger.
It's a banger. 22 minutes to 10 o'clock on 95 BFM Breakfast. When did this? This came out in early this year, didn't it?
Yeah, in April.
Marvellous. All sorts of formats. What do you do? What's your formats? Do you do
digital, and we have 12-inch vinyl.
We'll be vinyl for sale at the show.
Vinyl for sale at the show.
Merch.
We dropped some into our mates at Flying Out. But yeah, they're cool. The only other place you can get it in Auckland.
Right on. Thank you very much.
Was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.